You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week brought the announcement that Enbridge Energy of Canada has entered into an agreement with the state of Michigan focusing on the future of Line 5, which carries some 23 million gallons of petroleum products every day. It calls for Enbridge to replace the stretch of Line 5 that runs under the St. Clair River, putting in a new pipeline underground and encasing it in a tunnel. And it requires a study of what it would take to lay the pipeline in a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. With us now is Ryan Duffy, who is a spokesman for Enbridge Energy Partners. Ryan, welcome. What do you think of this agreement?
Well, I can tell you we've listened to the concerns from state officials and people in Michigan, and we worked with the state closely to put this agreement in place. We embrace this agreement as a vital step in a positive direction, an opportunity to do the right thing to serve Michigan and also protect the waters of the Great Lakes. And we know trust is earned, and we know we have a long way to go with that, but we remain committed to doing what it takes to rebuild that trust and doing that partly through these seven action items that are part of this agreement.
Now, one of the elements of the agreement calls for Line 5 under the Straits to be shut down during, and I'm quoting here, adverse weather conditions. Why did Enbridge agree to this?
We do, of course, always prepare for the worst. We train for waves and high waves and those kind of conditions. And we do have equipment staged around the area there and emergency response equipment and boats and other things like that. So we are, of course, prepared, but I think, again, it goes back toward building trust, and we heard concerns from people about this, so we put this agreement in here as a way to just go above and beyond for safety.
And what do you see as the goal of this study that must be done by next August?
Well, it really lays out a path forward for addressing the future of Line 5 and operating Line 5 safely well into the future. These are some good options that we're considering, particularly there for moving toward replacing the dual pipelines that are there at the Straits in that section. So we think this is a positive step going forward. This is what we need to do, and this will make the line even safer.
You know, Ryan, there are many people who believe when it comes to Line 5, Michigan's getting all the risk and very little of the benefits. What do you say to that?
Well, that's not the case at all. Enbridge, Enbridge operating the line, Line 5 is really vital and pivotal to the quality of life many people in Michigan enjoy and also important to the state's economy. On an average day, Line 5 transports 22 million gallons of light crude and natural gas liquid. So that's going to refineries around the state and also in the region as a whole. So Line 5 really does serve the region as a key part of its energy infrastructure. 80% of the Michigan-produced crude oil produced by Michigan companies located in the northern part of the state, they use Line 5 so their products can get to refineries. And, of course, Line 5 transports 55% of the propane used statewide, 65% used in the UP. So you can imagine, especially now going into the winter months, that really is vital for people who need it to cook their food and heat their homes. And so when you look at that larger picture, you really do see how vital Line 5 is to the state.
I'm wondering how many households, according to U.S. Census data, there are some 3.8 million households in Michigan. How many of them depend on energy from Enbridge's Line 5?
Well, I'm not sure about the household number. I can tell you that Michigan as a state uses more propane than any other state, and Enbridge does supply the majority of that. So you can see how people rely on it.
But when we use the percentages, for example, the 65% of in the UP relying on Enbridge Energy, how's that calculated without knowing the number of households?
Well, I don't personally know the number of households, but we know the amount we're delivering to our customers. So we know how much is going out in that area and how much is going out statewide.
What is your case for why Michigan residents should accept the risks that are associated with Line 5, Ryan?
Oh, well, like I said, Line 5 does serve a crucial role in the state, and people do rely on it, and it's critical to the state's economy. So we believe there doesn't need to be a choice between either protecting the environment or meeting the state's energy needs. You can safely do both, and this new agreement we've reached with the state, that's going to be a key part of that, because it really does increase safety, put new protections in place, and it'll do that for Line 5 well into the future.
Ryan Duffy, spokesman for Enbridge Energy Partners. Ryan, thanks for speaking with us.
Sure, thank you.